Merci, Monsieur le Président. We meet today at the end of the holiday season, a time for warmth, togetherness, and hope. I'm sure many of you have cherished stories of the special time that you share. I too wish I could share such a story with you. But the reality in Ukraine is tragically different. On Christmas Day, when the world celebrated peace, Ukraine was attacked by 70 missiles and over 100 Russian drones, ruthlessly targeting our energy infrastructure and plunging our nation into darkness. Among the many atrocities, Russia's barbaric assault on Kyiv damaged the historic St. Nicholas Roman Catholic Cathedral, a precious symbol of faith and history. It also hit the embassies of Albania, Argentina, Palestine, North Macedonia, Portugal, and Montenegro. These are not just attacks on buildings. These are vile acts of barbarism and flagrant violations of international law, humanity, and civilization itself. On New Year's Eve, as many welcomed the new year with joy, Ukraine endured another horror. Over 100 drones ripped through the night sky, killing 2 people and injuring 7, including 2 pregnant women in the heart of Kyiv. For us, there were no fireworks, only explosions. No confetti, just broken glass. No joyful singing in warm homes, only families shielding in metro stations. This marked the 3rd consecutive holiday season in Ukraine under relentless Russian attacks. This is a daily reality for millions in Ukraine who want to live in peace. The High Commissioner's report lays bare the harrowing reality of Russia's war against human rights and fundamental freedoms in Ukraine. In the dead of winter, Russia's calculated strikes on power grids, water systems, and heating infrastructure have left millions freezing in their homes, struggling without electricity or clean water. These are not unintended consequences. These are deliberate acts of terror calculated to spread suffering, target the most vulnerable, and shatter the spirit of a nation. September alone saw the highest number of civilian casualties since July 2022, 574 killed and 3,082 injured, including 33 healthcare workers, 10 humanitarian workers, and 33 emergency service workers. Russia has targeted and destroyed 171 educational facilities and 115 medical centers. Behind every statistic is a shattered life, a family mourning a loved one, or a child denied safety, health, and education. Distinguished delegates, the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine has continued to document systematic torture, executions, and abuse of Ukrainian prisoners of war and civilians. At least 62 Ukrainian POWs, service persons hors de combat, have been executed in cold blood by Russian forces, and countless others have suffered beatings, electric shocks, suffocation, mock executions, and sexual violence. These are war crimes committed with impunity, while Russia denies access to independent monitors and conceals its atrocities. In Ukraine's territories temporarily occupied by Russia, oppression reigns. Fundamental freedoms are stripped away, properties confiscated, cultural identities erased, and religious communities, including Muslim organizations and those not belonging to the Russian Orthodox Church, are persecuted merely for exercising their right to faith. Children are being robbed of their innocence, manipulated into military training, and forcibly indoctrinated to erase their Ukrainian identity. These actions not only violate international law, but scar entire generations and seek to destroy our future. Deputy High Commissioner, we have also taken note of the information of the alleged violations by Ukraine and the recommendations in the reports, which will be closely examined. We would therefore emphasize that the law mentioned in the report does not prohibit any existing church in Ukraine. It merely prevents religious organizations in Ukraine from being subordinated to governing centers of a state that has carried out or carrying out armed aggression against Ukraine and or temporarily occupied parts of its territory, as well as religious organizations that support aggression against Ukraine. The law pursues a legitimate aim and provides for a democratic procedure in which the court has the final say. We would encourage the UNHCR to base its recommendations on a thorough analysis of the subject matter and careful examination of the texts of the related legislation. Distinguished delegates, Russia's unlawful actions against Ukraine are calculated, cruel, and designed to inflict maximum pain and destruction. These are not the action of a nation seeking resolution, but of a terrorist state bent on domination and devastation. Every day of inaction allows this terror to continue, more lives to be lost, and the principles of international law to be further eroded.